I know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to the Nerdiverse, episode 26, September 25th.
Cody's on mute.
Is he really? Yeah, there he is. Oh, you muted him right out the gate.
Man. He had to.
So here we are again, trying this out. You know, doing this over Google Voice instead of the studio. Or I'm sorry, Google.
Is it called
Hangouts?
Google Voice?
Google Hangouts. That's what it is. Yeah.
Is this Google Wave?
Google. What? Oh, I forgot all about that. Wasn't that a thing at one point? Google Wave.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
Remember, you could type, and other people could type.
Oh, kind of like Google Hangouts, or even their Google Docs. Yeah. So here we are again doing this thing, not in the studio. I kind of miss the studio. I miss seeing you guys, you know, up close and personal. But
yeah.
Oh well, we'll have to get back in there. We'll do it.
So, I miss you too.
Yeah. So, anyways, is your battery gonna die?
It's at 14% now. I guess I should plug
Cody,
in.
Yeah,
plug
yeah.
in.
You really need to plug in. So, Danny, tell me what's going on in your life.
You know, I got the iPhone today. It's the iPhone 6 Plus, and I'm pretty excited about it.
You sound excited.
It hasn't bent yet, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that a little bit later in the show, but
it's nice. It's been cool. So we could talk about that later. It's been a good week, I guess.
It's
nothing new.
It's still
doing
a
lot of art.
It looks big. It looks really big.
It is big. Yeah, you know what they say.
No, I don't know what to say. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I don't know.
Wait, whoa.
Huh?
It's a black. You got the black phone, right? Not the white phone.
Ferguson, man, come on.
What? All right.
Yes, I got the black one. I got the space gray with the black front.
Oh, that's right. They call it space gray now. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the other two had white faces, and I didn't want the white phone again.
Yeah.
Even though I like the gold, I would like the gold and the black though. That'd be nice. Gotcha. But whatever.
Word.
Can't have everything.
Yeah. Cody, what's going on with you?
I just polished off the last of some really delicious bourbon from Dragon Con that we bought while we were there. Actually, it was Trent Flood's Dragon Con.
That was the last of it?
Yeah, I just finished it off. Been a good week, crazy week. Started a new job.
Yeah.
And hanging out with Sean a lot more.
Yeah.
My new job. And I'm getting over being sick, so that's a good thing. That was an annoying sickness. It lasted about 2 weeks, but I'm getting better now.
Nice. Yeah, Cody.
What about you?
Cody now works at my office, so we've
seen
a lot more of each other over the past week or so. Or I guess it's just a week, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's been cool having you around.
Thanks, man.
Did you guys prank him yet?
Prank Cody yet? No, not yet.
Yeah, no good pranks.
Shh, not yet.
Yes.
You just wait.
Make Steve do it.
Make Steve do it. So,
anyway,
as for me, same old, just, you know, wishing I had an iPhone 6. Now that it's time to order, we're trying to get concrete done in my house now, so yay.
You're putting concrete in your house?
We have like a room that has like a step down that was closed in, but it had wood underneath it, and now that we're laying tile, it'll flex and the tiles will crack and all that good stuff. So I've got to have somebody come in and pour a slab there instead of the like it has concrete and then they raised it up with wood so it would match the height of the rest of the floor. But, you know, that difference in the materials, it is too much or something. So
can I put my handprint in it?
Sure. If you come
over. Yes.
But
you are being recorded, and you said yes.
Yeah, you got to be here though when he's pouring it. So,
when is that?
I don't know yet. We haven't scheduled it.
Yeah, I bet you don't know.
No,
that's
I really don't know yet.
Right
I don't
there.
Know yet. Yeah. So anyway, so that's what's going on with me. Not much. So okay, so PayPal is now accepting Bitcoin through a third-party merchant. I think it was BitPay, is working now with PayPal so that you can actually make Bitcoin transactions through PayPal. Bitcoin is a virtual coin that is basically a way that you can send money without having to give any financial information to anybody else. So you have these coins that you can either purchase with real cash and then use them for that, but or you can mine for them. But so...
Wait. Can you explain the mining thing?
You can virtually mine for it?
Yeah, well, okay. So the way...
Because I know you've done it. Had to have done it.
Oh, yeah, I have. Well, I haven't done Bitcoin, but I've actually done some of the other digital currencies and converted those to Bitcoin. But the idea is when somebody makes a transaction with Bitcoin or any of the other digital currencies, that transaction gets added into the next mining deal. So like the next minting of the Bitcoin. So basically when you have this transaction code that people are trying to find through their computers, and if you find it first, you're the one who has minted that Bitcoin. And as time goes on and computers get faster, we're solving them too, they're all throttled as well. So like if you're solving too fast, they add zeros to the end, and it's a hash, so if you add more zeros, it's harder to solve. But also all those transactions are added in there, so every transaction's verified through this whole minting process. So you're transferring that information, say, yeah, you know, I just sent Cody this money. So all that information is going in with the same string, and people are solving this, and the first person to find it gets the reward for that transaction. And so that's how the coins are minted, and that's how the currency continues on. And I know enough. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous. Yeah,
I'm still confused.
It's a little confusing, and
is this legal?
How is it legal? Well, I don't know exactly how it's legal, but people are accepting it. And, you know, it's like if I said, hey, toothpicks are worth money, and, you know, I'm the one making the toothpicks.
Well, I can accept Bitcoin as a currency of my art?
Absolutely.
We could set you up with that. If you put value on it, you could accept whatever you want as a currency.
Well, I mean...
But I can turn it into money, like physical money.
Yeah, there's a couple different exchanges you can use. So if somebody gave you Bitcoin, I guess from if you wanted to accept Bitcoin, somebody could send you Bitcoin, and you don't have to have any of their information. You just get you have your address code, and so they send money to this address, kind of like having a PayPal email address, but it's not necessarily linked to all your banking information and that kind of stuff. But if you wanted to convert it to actual currency, you would have to actually give somebody that information, and they'll basically buy your Bitcoin off of you as a trading house. You know, there's a couple different companies out there that would take your Bitcoin. I think BitPay is probably one of them, and will help you convert that Bitcoin to actual physical dollar bills.
So one Bitcoin isn't necessarily worth $1.
No, one Bitcoin is worth $400-something. So you wouldn't be getting a full Bitcoin. You would be getting the equivalent of your product. One millionth of a Bitcoin is a Satoshi. I think it's called Satoshi. But you would get a certain amount of Satoshis based on a percentage of a Bitcoin based on what your art is worth. Unless your art's worth $400-something. Let me see what the current value is right now. But yeah,
and so the value of one coin is always going up, though.
It fluctuates. Actually, about in December time, it was up to its highest level. I think in February or December through February, somewhere in that time, it was up to $1,200 per Bitcoin.
A coin? Ooh. Wow.
But if you're not worrying about the whole minting and all that stuff, if you just wanted to accept Bitcoin, you could set up your address on there. You have a private key and a public key, and so you give people your public key and never share your private key. And then that would allow you to accept Bitcoin. Yeah, the current value as of right this second is $411.20 to US dollars. So, and it was 409 just a second ago. So, I mean, it's fluctuating, but it was up to 7, you know, it was up to 12 and then 7, and now it's down to 400. So, but it's kind of leveling out at this point. The thing is as we've gone on in the progress and it's actually gained momentum, they were worth little to nothing probably about 3 years back. And I think there was a Reddit post where a guy actually purchased a pizza for 10,000 Bitcoin. He's like, hey, if somebody will have a pizza delivered to my house, I'll send them 10,000 Bitcoin. Because when it was early on, the hashes were much easier to solve. And so it wouldn't take as long to solve them. So you could end up with 10,000 for a day worth of mining or something. So it was, you know, $10 worth of Bitcoin at the time. And now it's worth $400. So this guy is, you know, has, gosh, multi-million dollars, whatever the math is on that. But yeah, wow. So over 10,000 Bitcoins for a pizza. I wish I was that guy.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I wish I could explain it a little bit better. There's some good sites out there, and I'll post them in the show notes if I can come up with them on how exactly it works and how to get started and all that stuff. There's a few different places. There's the exchanges where you start going into the other digital currencies. You can exchange them, and you can actually play it like a market, which I was doing for a little while. You can buy a coin low and then sell it for Bitcoin when it's high, or sell it when it's high and buy it when it's low. Yeah. So you could buy a coin when it's low at Bitcoin's exchange, because everything is based off the Bitcoin exchange. So if you had something like Doge Key or Doggy Key, however you want to, or Doggy Coin, D-O-G-E coin, it was kind of a goof and it actually did pretty well. But if you had that and you bought it when it was low and you could convert it back to Bitcoin, and then you've got that much more money. So, yeah.
I am thoroughly confused and intrigued.
Yeah, it's a little hard to wrap, like, it's probably not hard for somebody who's really into it. I'm just kind of a hobbyist, so I don't know nearly as much as I would like to. But, I mean, I have a general understanding of it, but it's hard for me to explain because I don't have a really hard grasp of it. So.
Gotcha. Interesting.
But now PayPal has enabled Bitcoin through BitPay, and they will allow merchants to accept Bitcoin for digital goods and transactions. So, yeah, it's kind of cool that it's being adopted by more and more things. I think Tiger Direct was one of the first companies. Was it Tiger Direct? I don't know, some tech company that was one of the first ones to actually say, you know what, we'll accept Bitcoin on our site. And, you know, it's kind of cool to see it more and more adopted. And, you know, I know that there are agencies out there that are really trying to regulate it, but, you know, they haven't yet. But again, it's like regulating the internet. How do you regulate the internet? I know the U.S. really wants to do it, but why is it theirs to regulate? Google is now allowed to drive their autonomous vehicles on the roads of California. California has now permitted them to drive their, well, not really drive, have their robot cars drive on the streets of California. Kind of cool. You can, I don't know if you saw the videos of this thing a while ago, but
yeah, it's pretty badass.
It's cool for a taxi service. Would I want to have that and not be in control of a vehicle? Not really.
Yes.
But you want somebody to drive you around. You don't ever want to drive again.
Exactly.
Really?
I mean, no, I'd like to drive again, but if I'm in the city where I can, you know, call my Uber car and it's a self-driving car, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm worse in a city where I don't know where I'm at.
That makes sense. And it makes sense for you who travel. I mean, somebody who travels a lot, you don't have to deal with, you know, your
renting a car.
Stinky taxi driver or renting a car and driving where you don't know. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, though, I mean, I don't want all vehicles to go automatic, like, you know, Total Recall or something.
Yeah, I don't think it's a little creepy.
I don't think it will, but I think a taxi service would be amazing with it.
Yeah. Speaking of Uber, did you guys hear that they're in trouble because they had issues with drivers mishandling, like, passengers that were disabled? Like, they had a blind person get in the car, and they showed up, and at first they didn't want the blind person with his seeing eye dog to get in the car, and eventually they let him, and then the blind person started reaching around and looking for his dog, and he's like, where's my dog? The dog was in the trunk. And the driver would not pull over when the passenger was like, let me out and get my dog, you know, let me get out. And he's like, no, this is my fare and I'm not letting you out.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're in a little hot water on some of that stuff. That's an old story, Greg. It's for you. Throwback Thursday. But yeah, it's pretty crazy to think that, you know, I mean, Uber is a cool service. And I was out with some friends and, you know, saw a lot of people utilizing it, but, I don't know, man, leaving it up to just some random guy from the internet. Kind of sketchy.
I've used it a lot. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I've used it a ton. The weird thing is every time I've done it, the vehicles that I've gotten are absolutely incredible. It's really weird.
Really?
And I don't like, you can obviously select the black car service or the black sedan service, but there've been times where I've just done the regular Uber X, and this guy pulls up in like a 2015 Escalade, and it's incredible. And I'm like, how is this possible? But I love it. I love Uber.
Yeah, there was, I don't remember the celebrity, but they pulled up in like, they pulled up to somebody in their sports car. I think it was a McLaren. It was Deadmau5. Yeah.
It was Deadmau5, yeah.
Deadmau5 pulled up in his McLaren 650S and just, you know, hey, I need a ride. And
here he took a guy to Chipotle.
That's amazing.
A guy needed to ride Chipotle, and he pulled up in the new McLaren, and he drove him to Chipotle.
Gosh, that would be so amazing. I would be.
They did it at SDCC with a Gotham thing where they had an old Gotham police car, mm-hmm. and it pulled up with the guy playing Jim Gordon, and then they took you wherever you needed to go. It was pretty cool.
We should do it. You should hop in your Joker outfit, and we'll go pick people up.
Dude, that'd be amazing. That or the bat suit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, both.
Just Uber around picking people up in the suit.
Get in.
Where to?
Yeah. Oh, dude,
that'd be great. That's it. I might think
Let's
about
do it.
That.
Let's do it. You got the four-door, so we'll have to do it.
That's true. Black car service.
Black car service. What else we got here? So speaking of autonomous vehicles, FAA has given clearance for drone operation in Hollywood. So you can now fly your drones over Hollywood and take, paparazzi shots if you're interested. Is that what that was about, Cody?
Yeah.
I guess that would be what it's about.
Yeah, paparazzi'd.
I was looking at those the other day. Did you realize they're one of the cheapest ones? They're like between $400 and $700.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bad at all. Not if you're shooting a film, not really that expensive. I was thinking it'd be a high budget thing.
Well, but I think that's the idea, is now that the drones are more on that level now. I mean, the biggest issue that I have is like strapping up $3,000, you know, SLR to it and sending it up with a $400 drone. But
creates a whole new job market, drone operators.
My buddy has one, and like when it runs out of range, it actually your controller stops working, but it's smart enough to know, okay, well, I'm out of range, so I'm gonna go back to the GPS point where I started off at.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it never just, you know, like an old airplane, nope, see you later, you know, there goes my kite. But
that's right.
So at least come back into remote control range.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So
there's a few conventions that I've done where they've been promoting these little drones. They're really small, and they're like $60 for the drone or $90 for the drone and the camera. And this guy would fly it down the aisles of the convention, just crowded floors, barely missing people's heads, and it's pretty incredible.
Nice.
And then one show, I saw him again. I think it was in Atlanta or somewhere, and he hit this person in the back of the head, and like, I thought he was gonna get his ass beat. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
But,
So wait, they rent these to just?
I want a drone.
Just anybody?
What do you mean?
You said they rent them?
No. It was a guy trying to promote his business of selling drones. Oh, it was okay. Like the drone company was there at a booth.
I gotcha.
And they would like hover him over the booth, and it was pretty awesome just to watch him just sitting there all day. But then like a couple times he would just fly it down the aisle, and one time he just nailed someone in the back of the head, and it was perfect. It's exactly what I was hoping would happen.
That's amazing.
But yeah, I wanted to buy one really bad.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I it goes back to I think all of our inner kids where we all want to play with remote control everything's. So, so you got that new iPhone 6?
Yes, I did.
You've had it opened out of the box. How long now?
What time is it? About 5-6 hours.
6 hours. So has it spontaneously bent in half yet?
No, it has not. And I put a case on it instantly because that's what you do with new phones.
Right.
Instead of spending 18 hours in your front pocket while you're at a wedding and jumping around and, oh, look, my phone bent for some reason. And then I'll post on the internet and make a wild story about things and start Bendgate.
Well, he's not the only guy. Okay, so story is iPhone 6 has been bending. And it's not the first phone to bend. There's plenty of other devices out there that are large and thin that are bending. I think the Note's one of them. There was a guy who sat... Whoa, he's bending his phone right now.
Don't do it.
I will do this.
Do it for science. So, yeah, I mean, it's not the first phone to bend, and it's just... Apple's one of those companies that everybody loves to hate, and... you know, as soon as something, if they don't do everything perfect, they're going to be the first ones to get blasted on things, I feel like. But, yeah, I mean, it stinks that they're bending, and I hear they're all bending kind of right around the volume knob, you know, so.
It's just where the aluminum thins out.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's a stress point. They were, somebody on Reddit today was talking about the quality of the aluminum, and it's a pretty good quality aluminum. But it's just because it's a stress point, that's where it's failing. He was like an engineer, and he was explaining the whole deal. And one of the plastic cases phones, everybody's like, well, this is the same size, and it doesn't bend. But the internal structure of it is completely different. And had Apple done something like that, they wouldn't be in this situation. But, yeah. So,
well, it's just like when the, was it the 4s came out? And if you held it wrong, the signal dropped. Or something like that.
Yeah, because
it's the same situation.
Exactly. So, the iPhone 6 is bending, and people are all making a big, huge stink out of it. Also,
I think they're bent out of shape.
But the good thing though, I was reading, is if you take your bent phone into Apple and talk to the Genius Bar, from what I understand, as of right now, Apple is willing to replace that device, so it's covered under AppleCare. So nice. Very cool.
I guess I should get AppleCare.
Yeah, if you haven't done it. I mean, I've had it on my last I think it's the first one that did it. But yeah, that AppleCare with the drop protection, it's nice.
Interesting.
But
yeah, I'm pretty happy with it right now. I enjoy the size of it, I think, for now. I don't know if I'll regret it. Casey already asked me if I have buyer's remorse yet, and I don't because it's a brand new gadget.
Right.
But I had it in my pocket earlier, and it's pretty big.
Yeah, that's...
It's going to be something to get used to. I feel like I'm going to have to carry it more than I want to sometimes, but we'll see.
Do you wear skinny jeans? I mean, because that's where I hear the biggest issue is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't wear baggy pants most of the time, but they're usually tight-ish.
Apple is suggesting to get new pants.
Yeah, that's the workaround. You just buy bigger pants.
You're going to end up being a belt holster guy.
Oh, no. You can't holster one with a clip on it. But, yeah, no, I really dig it. I like the size of it a lot. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It feels like a different iPhone because I feel like every other incarnation of it, it's a little bit the same old, because it was getting kind of old. So, like, the 6 Plus is impressive. I mean, the 6 itself is a much bigger phone anyway. One of my friends got it, and I got to check it out, and it's even that jump from the 5S to the 6 is going to be a bigger size for most people.
Oh yeah, I saw the 6 the first
time. It's nice.
And I was like, is that the 6 Plus? And they're like, no, that's the 6. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, the 6 is pretty big. Yeah. It's a good size phone anyway. I do have to text with two hands now, and I'm going to get used to that, and I don't like that.
can use the text.
I was pretty good with my one thumb, but now I'm going to have to two-hand it.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what she said. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So Apple is dealing with these bending phones. There's also reports of a potential cancer cluster coming out of the Chinese iPhone factory, where multiple people have, I think it was like 14 people, have been diagnosed with leukemia, who are working in the Chinese factory, and they're young. They're not like old people. They're like between 18 and 24. And Apple's kind of worried about it. And, you know, they were saying they're taking it very, very seriously. And 13 workers have been diagnosed with leukemia. And five of those people are dead.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I can't really expect Apple to come out and say, yeah, we're not really worried about it. But we'll see how their actions show if they even do anything. I mean, those working conditions are crazy.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, when we outsource all this stuff over to China, they don't, there's a reason it's so cheap. And that's, first of all, they don't pay their employees like we pay our employees. And then on top of it, again, working conditions are kind of, I don't know, they're not great, but
yeah, it's weird.
And on the back of all that though, a few of the Apple execs have sold off, 143 million worth of stock. And so I don't know if that's based on the cancer thing or if that's based on the iPhone 6, but it's pretty crazy to think they've sold off that many shares.
What is the total price?
Excuse me?
What was the total price they sold off?
143 million worth.
Wow.
It can't be based off the 6 though, because the 6 did so well. It's their highest selling phone ever.
Well, I guess I was.
Well, I mean, granted, it's around the same time as the 6. I know what you're saying.
What I'm thinking is more along the lines of Apple 6 came out, so their stocks jumped, you know, and then there had this other thing coming out. And I don't know if they're allowed to sell based on that, because then that's insider trading and all that fun stuff. But, you know, it's.
That's what you're saying.
It's
selling at the peak of whatever.
Yeah, sell at the peak. But does this mean that we're going to potentially see
a decline
in the products that are coming out? Or maybe they don't think that the next products are going to do nearly as well. So,
it could be based on the reaction to their big watch. I mean, seriously, I don't feel like it's like everybody's all, oh my God, I need to buy that watch now. So it's like, I think they wanted people to really freak out about it, and no one did.
Right.
And I bet a lot of R&D went into it, a lot more than should have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I said it last week. It's a cool device. I just don't feel like the price point's where it needs to be.
Mm-mm.
So I think that's it for this week. I think that's the end of the show. Danny, you got anything going on this week to plug?
I do, actually. This Saturday is the one-day show at Acme Superstore in Longwood. So they're going to have a bunch of local local artists. I don't know if anybody actually is doing comics that are coming, but a lot of local artists in Orlando are going to be there. It's going to be fun. It's just Saturday only. It's from 12 to 8.
12 to 8, Longwood, Florida, which is near Orlando. Fly in, come check it out. one day art show.
So, that works. Yeah, it'll be fun. And then 2 weeks till New York Comic Con.
Nice. Didn't realize you were going up for that. Very cool.
Yeah, man. Pretty hype.
Yep. Cool. Cody, anything you need to plug?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'll meet up with you guys again next week. I'm going to San Diego this weekend, so this next weekend. So we'll do one more, and then I'll go to the most beautiful place on the planet.
Very nice. Cool. All right. You can follow the show at Nerdiverse Show. You could also email us to give us suggestions or tell us how we're doing. The show at thenerdiverse.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail. It's 407-900-NERD. Or you can just head over to the website and leave a comment on any of the podcasts we've done. So appreciate you listening, and I guess we're out of here.